was confused when I heard they dropped the H-bomb. I assumed it was a sort of secret code word, you know, on BBC 4, obviously, Radio 4, it's the F-bomb, you can't drop the F-bomb. And I'd imagine in North Korea, if you drop the H-bomb, you've just mentioned his hair.
It is a symptom of a lack of shame, isn't it? I know shaming now is regarded as a bad thing, but you can see in North Korea the end game for when somebody is not exposed to normal levels of shame. What they will do in order to try and provoke some kind of comment. I mean, he's escalated his own appearance to the point where he is clearly screaming for somebody to say, oh, come on, you know. It will be so humiliating if the world is ultimately destroyed by this man who looks like some creation of Pixar, a sort of racist chipmunk that was... that is basically Kim Jong-un.
It must be like having the neighbours from hell, mustn't it, being connected to North Korea? Because you've got China, you know, and South Korea and Japan all having to get up early for work in the morning, and then North Korea's just up at 3 a.m. setting off fireworks in his back garden. You know, dog barking, you know, dropping fag butts in the common ways. It's, you know Kim Jong-un, if he had a car, it would have one of those horns that went...
He's classic Asbo material.
He's classic Asbo material.
But there was a foreign office.